This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 879. How formal is speaking part 3? Seinal finds out today.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Three Keys student Seinal feels panicked when transitioning from speaking part 2 to part 3. Today, we'll talk about exactly what the examiner expects for a 7 or higher and do some practice with my expert feedback.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special guest today. So many special guests on IELTS Energy in 2020. And our guest today, Seinal, was actually on another episode in April, episode 868. So welcome back, student Seinal.
Hello.
So Seinal was on the show before because she's an amazing writer and she won the writing contest. And she actually won again this month. But, you know, we're not going to talk about writing today because we did that already. So guys, today we are going to do a speaking part 3 little mock test, guys, and I'm going to tell you what the examiner says and is thinking to transition between part 2 and part 3. So lots of amazing content today, guys. First of all, Seinal, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm from Korea. I'm currently living in Canada. I work in an architecture firm in Ottawa.
Awesome.
And yeah, I'm currently studying for IELTS.
So do you know when your next IELTS exam is going to be?
I don't really know for sure because of this COVID-19 pandemic. Lots of tests are canceled right now. So I'm hoping next month, probably in June.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I would say hopefully next month everything will open back up. But you're going to take the general test, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let me remind everybody listening that, guys, if you're taking IELTS for academic purposes to apply to like a master's program or something like that, see if you can take the IELTS indicator. And guys, I'll tell you a little secret. I'm actually going to take the IELTS indicator this week so I can tell you guys all about strategies and how to prepare for that, because at IELTS Energy, we are on top of everything related to IELTS. So I get to take another test. It's going to be fun. All right. So Seinal, when we were sort of brainstorming about what we could help you with today, you sent me some ideas. Now, what is your question about speaking?
Oh, so my question about speaking was how I could set my mind from, like, when I'm transitioning from part 2 to part 3 questions, because there is a, I in my point of view, there is a great changes in terms of tone of the question. It's
right.
Like, yeah, from part one and two, it's personal, and I'm talking very informally, like when I'm talking to my friends. But in part three, the question is suddenly very impersonal.
Right. And
yeah, I'm supposed to speak a little bit formally, so that's when I'm kind of panicking.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's a great question. In the course, in Three Keys IELTS, available now, guys, for computer or paper, allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So, Sainal, you're in the course. What have you learned so far about the difference between part two and part three? So, the tone is different for sure. What else can you tell us that you remember differences or strategies for, like, how is it different, part two and part three? I'm quizzing you, Sainal.
Okay. Wow, I have to use my memory. So in terms of vocabulary, up to part two, we can use slang and like some informal idioms. But
good.
Then in part three, we should choose really formal vocabulary as well as some high level idioms, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, in the course, guys, we tell you exactly what examiners like me need to hear from you for that 7 or higher. So that regarding vocabulary, that's exactly correct, right? So in order for a 7 or higher in vocab, guys, the examiner must hear a range, okay? The name of that category, it's not vocabulary, it's lexical range, LR. That's exactly what you're scored on. That means that you have to show an ability to vary your tone, right? And that comes through in vocab and pronunciation, of course. So in part one and part two, like Sainal said, you're going to use some slang, some idioms. It's like you're talking to a friend, okay? That's the informal tone. But then in part three, it's like totally different. So like as a comparison, right? In part two, you could be asked, for example, to describe a memorable shopping trip you had with a friend. Like that's just telling a personal anecdote, a personal story. You're not going to use like high-level academic terms for that. That would be weird. That's not natural. But then total shift for part three, right? So that's informal for part two. And then a part three related question might be like, why do people buy so many things they don't need? Like, that's not about your personal memory. You could support that with personal observations, but it's a totally different kind of question. So Sainal's asking about like, how far do we have to change that tone? Like, how hard is this? So guys, here's my advice. In speaking parts one and part two, pretend you're talking to a friend. It's relaxed. You can sit down in your seat a little bit, right? Lean back, use your hands a lot when you're talking, okay? Because that's what a native speaker would do to appropriately answer those questions. And then guys, in speaking part three, sit up. Right? Change your posture because it does come down to more of a tone of respect. So it's like it's comparable to talking to a professor or a manager at work or maybe like a client or something, right? Maybe if you're from certain cultures, it's like talking to your grandparents or any other elderly person. You change your tone and largely it's a matter of respect. And the types of words you choose change, right? They become a little bit more impressive, a little more formal. Okay. So that's kind of the feeling we're going with, we're going for with this tone. Okay. Sainal was saying, we were talking before the recording, and Sainal was saying that she gets a little panicky about like hitting that tone correctly. So guys, I want you to take some of that pressure off, okay? You're not giving a TED talk. You're not giving like a public speaking presentation. It's not that level of formality. Okay, so dial it down a little bit and just pretend you're talking to like your grandmother. That might help, depending on your grandmother, I guess.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Okay, so let's get into some practice questions here, all right? So guys, the examiner never actually says, now this is part three, okay? The examiner doesn't say that. This is what happens. You talk for 2 minutes in part two, and then the examiner will ask you a closing question. Seinal, does that closing question matter?
I guess not.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, okay.
I'm quizzing you again to find out if you remember the lectures from the course. Yeah, guys, the closing question, just give like one sentence, okay? It doesn't matter. And then the examiner says, thank you. Can I have the booklet, paper, and pencil back, please? And guys, that's the end of section of part two. But they don't say that, okay? And then part three begins like this, for example. We've been talking about a memorable shopping trip you've had with a friend, and I'd like to discuss with you one or two more general questions related to that. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's the shift in tone. That's when part three starts. Okay, so let's do some practice questions, and then I'll give you my ideas for feedback. Okay, Seinal?
Okay.
All right, cool. So, Seinal, how have shopping habits changed in your country in recent years?
Well, it's difficult to say, but I believe that many people would agree that there has been lots of changes, especially in terms of what sort of shopping experience people are looking for. For example, in Korea, online shopping is very huge and the industry has been growing a lot over the decade. And I would say lots of my friends, they are buying their clothes solely online. They just order it online and then try it on, and if they don't like it, just get a refund by mailing it back to the company. So I guess it's like there are less and less offline shopping malls and the stores, but more and more online malls and like websites.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Okay, so let's talk about that answer. Seinal, how do you feel about that answer?
I was very nervous.
Sure. Well, yeah. I mean, we are recording a podcast. This isn't, you know, your typical IELTS speaking practice. So guys, okay, here are my thoughts on that answer. First of all, I mean, it was great. Okay. It was great. There weren't any, hesitations, noticeable like ums and uhs. So for fluency and coherence, guys, That was great, right? You use some cool phrases like in terms of. So that sounds higher level. I would, however, like to hear a more specific example. So this is a great time when like support that general answer, which directly addresses the question. Perfect. But go deeper. Right? Go further. So you could give an example of a friend who like spends too much money online or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. So that would be a way to get more specific for the fluency and coherence, and also to get more specific vocab. Because like Seinal, if you stay too general, then the vocab's going to be general, right? So like instead of saying like very, like online shopping is very huge, you could say massive, right? Mm-hmm. I did like when you said solely online. That was a nice phrase. Yeah. Regarding pronunciation, it was expressive. I definitely heard variations in your tone, which was good. That was awesome. And we do want to sound a little bit more formal. So like tone variations in part three. It's not about being super dramatic or expressive, but we could sound more formal by having more downward intonation. Okay. So like, here's an example. Let's see. What did you say? You said like something about what people are looking for, and you ended it with upward intonation, like looking for. So it's like it sounded like there were more questions in your answer. So this is like the hugest takeaway for part three to make it sound more serious and formal. Focus on downward intonation. Okay, that's what we use when we're serious. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So there's some quick feedback for you, Seinal. Do you have any last question? We have time for maybe one more question if you have anything about speaking or anything else related to IELTS.
Oh, sorry. I think I misunderstood you before. I thought we were going to do three part three questions.
Well, so we actually just had time for the one question. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But do you have any other questions about part three or anything else?
No, that's fine.
Okay. So Seinal, here's my advice for you. Record some part one and part three answers, right? Your answers, and listen for the change in intonation. Cause that's really key, that downward intonation in part three. And also listen for easier vocab, right? Like huge, you know, like that's too easy for part three. We want to say like massive or vast, right? Mm-hmm. Gargantuan would be an awesome word. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you would practice the same answer again, just fixing those little things that you caught when you listen to your recorded voice. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, Seinal, thanks for being a double guest on IELTS Energy.
Thank you so much, Jessica.
And guys, if you also want a peek into the examiner's mind, get into Three Keys IELTS, because every single piece of advice in there is directly coming from my 14 years of examining experience. So check it out, guys. Academic, general, paper, computer, we have it all. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right, Seinal, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jessica.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.